Morning.
How are we?
Very good.
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. I don't mind who talks first, but right. Young Carers Action Day. Fair futures for young carers in Surrey. This is not just a local thing. It's a national thing, I do understand, but this is to do particularly with Young Carers Action Day for Surrey, which, as we just mentioned, actually is tomorrow. Claire, big thing this, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a really big thing. And we're all working really hard to raise awareness of our amazing young carers, many of whom we still don't know about, sadly. And we've got lots and lots going on across the county. So I can tell you about a couple of those bits if you'd like to know about them.
Yeah, I was going to say, before you go into all of that, just to sort of backtrack just a little, because we are talking young carers here, and your idea of young carers, and probably what's in most people's minds about young carers, there's probably a difference there, with the reality being much more that a lot of these young carers go unnoticed, unrewarded, and literally just doing for their family what they can do. But they're really quite young, aren't they?
They can be really young, yeah, very, very little, sort of primary school age upwards. And they can do all sorts to be helping with the people that might need some extra help at home. Could be anything from practical support, whether they might be actually helping parents or siblings to get out of bed and get dressed and eat breakfast, etc. And it could be as well emotional support, which is just as important, maybe helping to calm a sibling who's having a meltdown, helping to keep them occupied while parents are trying to cook dinner, all those kinds of things. And their role is often very underestimated, and they don't realise themselves just quite how fantastic and helpful they are.
Yeah, I was going to say, one of the statistics in that is that from a young carers survey that was taken last year that showed that one in three young carers struggles to balance caring with education. And it's funny, when you think of young people, you think, oh, they just go to school. You know, the caring bit really doesn't normally register on most people's radar, does it? But it's actually far more prevalent than we actually think.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got a quarter of young carers, slightly older, 11 to 15, they regularly miss school because of their caring role. And, you know, the effect that has on their life chances is huge.
Yeah. Sarah, you're actually listed as the young person's coordinator. What does that actually involve?
So, I love my job. My job is to provide fun activities for the young carers to come and enjoy, to give them a good break from their caring role, to also go into schools, to facilitate groups for their young carer groups, also bringing the awareness to schools of young carers as well. It's organising those fun activities just so the young carers can just get a break.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, really, that I was talking with Claire about just now with all of this. These young carers, do they actually see themselves as carers? The other part to that is, how do you know what sort of activities to put on for them?
Okay, so some of them don't know they're actually young carers because they think what they're doing is normal, and they don't see themselves as having like special jobs that they do for the ones that they care for, the ones that they love. So with regards to activities, I've taken them bowling, we've played cricket, with Surrey County Cricket. We do lots of activities, arts and crafts, smoothie making, tennis, you name it, I like to organise it for them.
You get your plimmies on, do you, and get stuck in.
Oh, definitely.
This is what we like. So the whole thing has a thing, fair futures for young carers. And the day here is for tomorrow in Surrey. It's part of a national thing, Claire. Is there a greater theme for the whole country as opposed to just the one local event?
It's a fairer future. It is literally the fairer future across.
That is the nationwide
across,
message.
Yeah, the nationwide message. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, how do you go about sort of making that point? Really, I suppose would be the thing behind it. How do you go about making that point to actually raise the awareness, which I'm guessing is what this is all about?
So some of the activities that that we're doing to promote the fairer future for our young carers all over Surrey. So we've got a few young carers going to do a radio interview with Surrey Hills radio station.
All right.
And they are going to be sharing their experiences, their stories, and also hopes for the future. So they'll be doing that this week. As well. And then we do have a comic book illustrator doing a storyboard for young carers, their journey from education into work, which can be accessed on our website.
Yeah.
And it will be shared with professionals, bringing them awareness of the young carers. And like you said, with myself and Claire, we will be bringing a group of young carers from Reigate Primary School to meet the mayor of Reigate, Eddie Humphreys.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to have a tour around the town hall. They can ask the mayor any questions, but also they can share their stories of being a young carer with the mayor and their experiences.
Wonderful. I mean, it's all a very good diversion from their everyday life, isn't it? And of course, it gets chance to mix it up with some VIPs and get to ask the mayor, how heavy is that chain? I'm guessing somebody might ask that. I don't know the answer to that either. But Claire, if anybody else wants to get involved in all of this, how can they actually help?
They can help by, we've got lots going on. There's some Zoom networkings going on across the whole of the county. There'll be all sorts of information on our website, and people can access websites and resources through that. We've got a huge amount on there for people to look at. And they can just get help by getting involved and raising the awareness and fighting the good fight for the fairer future for these amazing young people.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you're not only relying on young people coming forward and some of your own probably detective work to actually find out who these people are, but you're also relying on other professionals who work within or with young people, you know, school professionals and the like.
Yeah, that's where our school visits are so important, trying to build the links between us and schools. There's an average of 3 young carers in each classroom, and we don't know about so many of them. But yeah, and then we've also got things happening across the county where there are different venues taking groups of young carers as a part of our Young Carers Awareness Day, and that helps to promote the links with them as well, the adults that are working with them. It all raises this awareness and it promotes dialogue, conversation, asks questions, and it does make people ask themselves a question, or maybe I am a carer, maybe that is what I do, because so often people don't even realise that you just do what you do to look after the people that you love.
Yeah, that's what I was alluding to a little earlier on. You've got so many young people who just think it's just the thing that they should do because, you know, it's their mum, their dad or their brother or their sister or someone very, very close to them that it would be the natural thing to do. I'm looking at the website at the moment, and there are some facts to do with this that, say, surprise me. None more so than the fact that there are 14,000 young carers in Surrey. That's a staggering amount of carers and a staggering amount of people who need some sort of help. Yeah, and then
it says on our website that we have like 2,300 young carers. Now that's obviously increasing now, and we've got about 2,600, 2,700 that are actually registered with us.
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly not a good situation for young people to be in. I mean, when you see statistics like 44% of young carers always or usually feeling stressed because of having to care for others, it's a shocking way to grow up, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's why it's so important for them to have a break in their caring role. So it is important for them to come away and do activities, experience just being a child and in enjoying their time with other young carers. And also they can talk to the other young carers because when they are at events, because they identify, oh yes, that happens to me and I do this at home and I do that, or when my brother acts like this then I do this, and it's that they don't feel alone.
Yeah. Now getting back to the the actual Young Carers Day, again, there's some loads of stuff on your website about this, actionforcarers.org.uk/young-carers. What's happening in Surrey for Young Carers Action Day? And there are things happening, I can see at St Peter's Hospital, East Surrey Hospital, Epsom Hospital and Royal Surrey County Hospital. Three of those things are actually on the same day, which is tomorrow, and the other one on Thursday. What is that all about?
Yeah, they'll have volunteers and people from Action for Carers and Surrey Young Carers at the hospitals. We will be there'll be stands with information, people to answer questions, raise awareness. It's just getting us out there and having anybody that wants to come and talk to us, just come and talk to us. We'd love to speak to you.
Now, this thing's happening tomorrow, so you guys are going to be sort of very, very busy, and I'm guessing sort of Sarah's going to be putting her best plimmies on to go and do whatever. You're the physical girl, aren't you, here, that does all the stuff? I got you two sussed. I have you. Claire's the sensible one that gets things organised. If I'm right, would that be?
I don't think so. Somehow between us, we get it done, don't we, Sarah?
This is the good thing. Okay, so it's a big day tomorrow. You've got the people that are coming going along already. They will know about it, or are you making an appeal for others that may want to find out more about Young Carers in Surrey to come along?
Yeah, they can come along to the hospitals where we'll be having the stands and everything. Just get in contact with us.
So where?
Any questions?
I've got to ask the question. Where are you meeting the mayor?
We're actually meeting the mayor at the town hall.
Oh, yeah. Now, that, I presume, is a pre-arranged thing with a certain number of people going, yeah?
That is definitely, yeah.
Yeah, so the rest of it is just out and about and around, is it?
Yeah, so we will be
we've got
in the hospitals.
A few things.
Go on.
Yeah, I've got the hospitals. We've got, there's a place in Farnham called the Farnham Maltings, and that's an art centre. Yeah. I don't know if you've heard of that one. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of events going on there, art activities. There's lots of young carers from local schools are going to be going there with our organisation. We've got some other ladies that work with Surrey Young Carers. They're doing a big networking Zoom across the northeast and northwest of the county, linking up with lots of professionals to discuss Awareness Day. And then obviously Sarah said about the radio, Surrey Hills Radio, and the illustrator doing the storyboard for the comics.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, I know that the overarching mother organisation, so to speak, Action for Carers Surrey, is a charity. So, quick appeal, if you like. Do you need volunteers? Are you in need of volunteers or anything specific? I've just sprung this one on you, by the way.
we're always interested in having volunteers to obviously help out with Action for Carers and also help out with Young Carers as well. So if anybody has some free time, please do get in touch with Action for Carers.
It's basically go to actionforcarers.org.uk website to find out more about what they can do to help. And also for anybody who thinks, oh, I could actually, I'm doing a bit of caring myself, but that doesn't see it as being sort of overly important, which of course it is, but doesn't see it as being overly important, they can also just get in touch with you via the website and see where it leads them.
Yeah, there's an actual referral form, so they can actually self-refer. So for parents that believe their children are young carers, they can refer themselves. And also, if you're an adult caring for another adult, please, in Surrey area, please register yourself for Action for Carers as well.
Okay, thank you for that. Right, it's Fair Futures for Young Carers in Surrey. It's the Young Carers Action Day, which is YCAD24. If you need more information on that one, look at the website actionforcarers.org.uk/young-carers-action-day, lots of dashes, -2024. It's all there. You don't actually need to put all those dashes in. You can find it from the front of the website. It is all there. Claire and Sarah, hope it goes very well for you all tomorrow, and I hope everything works out fine. And long may your work continue to actually alleviate some of the worries from young carers.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
That's a pleasure, ladies. Have a wonderful day tomorrow. Thank you.